Morning. It's our privilege this morning to take communion together, to remember what Jesus did for us. Jesus told us before he died, he says, he took in the Passover meal, he took bread and juice, and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. This is my blood shed for you, the blood of the new covenant poured out to wash away your sins. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." So as we gather to worship as believers in Jesus, we take bread and juice and we use it to keep our focus on the cross, what Jesus did for us, to bring us back to the central thing of Christianity, the monumental event, the pivot point of all of history, where God, who had come in the flesh, took our sin upon him and paid the price for it on the cross. He paid that price in full for us. And all who are trusting in him, believing in him, are totally forgiven of all of our sins, past, present, and future. So as we take communion, if you're a believer in Jesus, if you have made that great exchange of giving him your sin in exchange for his righteousness given to you as a gift, you're invited to participate with us. If not, you can let it pass by. If not, just simply in your heart right now say, "That sounds like a great deal. Jesus died for my sins, and he offers me forgiveness and transformation through his Holy Spirit within me. He offers me eternal life as a gift. Sign me up." Simply call out to Jesus and say, "I am a sinner, and I need you to forgive my sins. What you did on the cross, I see, is sufficient to pay the price in full for what I've done wrong. And so please apply that to me." Just invite him to cover your sins, and he will. Call out to him as a sinner and ask him for forgiveness, and he will do that. And then, as a believer who has been born again by Jesus Christ, participate in remembering what he did for you for the first time. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks for the bread and the juice, and then we'll pass that out. If you're a believer, take that, hold on to it. Reflect on what Jesus did for you personally, and in a moment when we've all been served, we'll take that together. Let's thank him. Father, you are so good to send your only Son to be the Savior of those who have rebelled against you, sinned against you, walked away from you, turned our backs on you. Thank you for pursuing us, for winning us back to you. Jesus, thank you for coming, God from all eternity, being born into this world as a human being, so that as a human being, a perfect, sinless human being, you could take our sins in yourself as our substitute, pay the price for them in full, receive, absorb the wrath of your Father against our sin, and pay that price. So now that we can be reconciled to a holy God and enjoy fellowship with you forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening our hearts to your truth and causing that new birth to happen in our hearts, where we are transformed from the inside out. Thank you for saving sinners like us. Thank you for this bread and this juice that helps us to remember. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, thank you that the gospel, the good news, is so simple. That you died for sinners like me. I am a sinner. Thank you for dying in my place, paying my price, and rescuing me by your free gift of grace. Thank you for the cross. We remember. In Jesus' name. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood poured out to wash away your sins. Drink.